Eight games of hoops on a Thursday night. We had one of the craziest endings to a game I've ever seen in the Chicago Lakers game. Indiana breaks a record for most scoring of all time, and Cleveland and OKC continue to dominate. My name is Shlomo Stark.
My name is Levi Jacob.
And this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. AV, finally we got some content. Let's not just talk about it, so let's get right into it. Game of the day, Bulls-Lakers. Wow. I'm just going to read out to you the sequence in the last 15 seconds. The Lakers are up 3, okay? Josh Giddey misses with 15 seconds left. 13 seconds left, Austin Reeves gets fouled. He hits free throws, 2 free throws. Now the Lakers are up 5. Patrick Williams hits a 3. Now the Lakers are up 2. LeBron James inbounds, turns it over. Ball eventually gets into Kobe White with 6 seconds left. He hits a 3. Now Bulls are up 1. 3 seconds left. Austin Reeves hits a layup. Lakers up 1. No time left in the clock. Josh Giddey hits a half-court shot. Bulls win by 2. My beautiful little announcement of the play-by-play does not do it justice. Everyone who follows basketball should go just watch the last 15 seconds of this game. If you like basketball, you'll love this.
We got a little March Madness fun sprinkled in there, huh?
You're saying like it's a March Madness style?
Yeah. The desperation felt right. Real, you know, like it was like very, a lot of fun. I'm telling you, man, I was telling you about the Bulls. No one wants to listen because the Bulls, and I get it, but.
Yeah, you've been on this Giddey thing for a couple weeks now.
He's been on this thing for a couple weeks now. He's playing pretty well. And also, yeah. No one had Kevin Huerter turning into like prime Klay Thompson, you know?
It was great. And this, the Bulls, this is the second time they beat the Lakers in a week.
Right. Well, that was also a thing that you mentioned, I think, yesterday about like the Lakers have been having a hard time with players who are fast on the perimeter.
Any Bull who played more than 12 minutes scored in double digits. 7 players, great in Josh Giddey, great stats besides that buzzer beater. 25 points, 14 rebounds, 11 assists. He was fantastic. All right, next. This was not a good game. It was just historic, so I'm going to talk about it. Pacers beat the Wizards 109. I was cracking up at the article I was reading because it said this broke 2 records. Most points scored in an NBA game and most points the Wizards have ever allowed in a game. Well, obviously, if it's the most points scored in a game, then obviously it's the most points that the Wizards have ever allowed in a game. Like, that was just silly. But anyway, great performance by, there were 9 Pacers scoring in double digits. Haliburton, of course, led the way, 29 points. They were also, it was interesting, they stopped, it could have been more, but they stopped trying to score the last minute, which led to boos by Wizards fans.
Huh.
They played in Washington, and they would hold the ball for 24-second violation starting a minute left when they were up like 60. And Wizards fans booed, and it was really interesting.
Because they're like,
the Wizards commentary was great. Like, a Pacers player would brick a 3 and they would just laugh. And, like, it would just be, like, a laughter on the commentary. It was great commentary. Hall of Fame stuff. Next. OKC beats Memphis 125-104. SGA again. Just, wow. The guy is on a scoring tear. They've now won 8 in a row. SGA had 37 points, 6 assists, 3 steals, 15 of 25 shooting. Here's my favorite stat, though. This was OKC, this game, had their 17th 15-0 run of the season. Like, that means that 17 times this team just scored 15 points in a row. Like, they're completely suffocating you.
There was someone who, like, one of the commentators was like, I want to just be a part of that huddle that, like, Mark Dagnall has before they go on one of these runs. Like, what does he tell you? Like, what juices you guys up so much? And yeah, like, that's nuts. That's a crazy stat.
Yeah, it's awesome. Good for them. Next. Cavs beat the Spurs 124-116. They are now a game away from 60. Jared Allen, 29 points. Mitchell's 14 assists. Listen, you can do what you want with Stephon Castle, but like, going to be tough to beat this Cleveland team with just that. I don't feel like anything else was noteworthy, I'm going to be honest with you. So I'll let you kind of cook here. With Dallas beat Orlando 101-92. If you want to talk about Hardy and, you know, his impact on this team, you can do that. Miami beat Atlanta 122-114. That's their 3-game win streak. Hero played well. Sacramento beat Portland 128-107. Sabonis came back. LaVine played really well. And we have Houston beat Utah 121-110. And Goon had a 33-10. Those are the games that also happened. I don't know.
An interesting storyline, I think, to keep like an eye on for the postseason. Mm-hmm. The Thunder do not let up, right?
We're going to keep talking about the Thunder game.
No.
Okay, I like it.
To the next part. They don't let up. They have a killer instinct. Every game they train, no matter who they're playing, like they're going to win.
Correct. The Knicks have this issue that they don't do that.
Neither do the Cavs.
Uh-huh.
They're out there playing. They look like they're having fun, which is good, obviously. You want the cohesion in the basketball team, whatever. But I just think that this is one of those things that, like, when, you know, when a team shows up and they want to play, they're in, and maybe they'll have an off night and whatever. The Thunder don't, like, you see it happen. Like, okay, someone having an off night, they work the offense to be more, like, you know, more effective in other places. They're very, I think it's a coaching thing for sure. But I think also just the personnel. And I think that it would be really, really interesting if this is a matchup in the finals somehow. With the small market teams here, small market, quote unquote, it's going to be very, very interesting to see how that, you know, mentality kind of plays out.
I'm saying right now, Lakers lost to the Bulls. Are you now saying they're in trouble in the playoffs? No.
With the Lakers?
Yeah.
No, but I do think that they were. I think the Lakers were trying. I think LeBron is trying to make a statement right now.
I know.
Now.
So I'm saying they're trying and they lost to the Chicago Bulls. Do you think now they're in trouble in the playoffs because of this loss? I don't think anybody does.
No, and I think also not meeting the Bulls in the playoffs. Like, I think the Bulls are kind of a perfect storm of what the Lakers are struggling with, is that they struggle with quickness in guards and size. The Bulls have both of those things. So, like, it's a little, like, poison pill team to play against right now. But I don't think that it's going to mean anything in the long term. Other than
Okay. They
had good momentum with the tip-in yesterday, and this kind of ruined that, so...
And the Pacers bounced back from that with scoring the most points ever. Did you see our new competition? New podcast just dropped. LeBron James and Steve Nash coming into our territory.
Well, listen, I think that it won't be an issue for too long. That's all the jokes everyone was making.
You got a head coaching job.
Or assistant coach for the Lakers, whatever it is.
Yeah, it'd be great.
I'm trying to think about, more so in regards to that podcast, what former white player is he going to have on next year? Do we think Chris Mullin?
Chris Mullin's just a 3-foot 5-0, but I like the way you're thinking. Give me 1 second.
Christian Laettner. Okay.
No, I know who it is. It's Tim Duncan.
He's not white.
Tim Duncan's not white.
No, I think he's Hawaiian.
So you could be white from Hawaii.
Yeah, it's a different, it's a little bit different, a little bit different vibe.
1 second, I'll give you another one. Jason Williams.
That's not a bad one. I don't think that his like, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't think his like diction is quite what works on that podcast though. That's my issue. Like he wants like the vibes have always been white guys who are very clearly well-spoken.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to give you this to you. Okay.
Like, cause one day this will be Kevin Love.
Kevin Love. Okay. That's a good one. Chris Mullin one was funny.
Also, I saw a clip from some podcast recently where they're like, Chris Mullin was actually a problem. It's like,
right.
Okay, it's Chris Mullin. Let's rein it in a little bit.
I don't know. Is that Gordon Hayward?
Maybe. That's not a bad call. He's also like good playmaker.
Mm-hmm. Karolinko. I have it. It's Kyle Korver.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's a good one.
It's Kyle Korver. He's such a Redick Nash Kyle Korver type of guy.
It's not bad at all.
There we go.
Yeah, no, I think that's... I think you're right.
Did I look up greatest whitest players of all time on a list and then just go through them and try to figure out the right one? Yes, I did. That was the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. I want to thank you, Levy, for co-hosting and producing. I want to thank you for listening and have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on Sunday.